Our guest today is Emily Morrison. She is the marketing director for the Lucknow Egg Society. Hi, Emily. How are you today?
Hi, good morning.
Thanks for joining us because we are going to talk about something very big. This is the 160th edition of the Lucknow Fall Fair. Wow, this thing's been around for a while.
It's been around longer than I've been alive, so that's pretty exciting for all of us.
And this year's really exciting, too, because COVID kind of, you know, scaled things back the last few years. But this year, you're back to a three-day event, starting with the Friday night. Tell us about some of the highlights for the Friday night for this year's Lucknow Fall Fair.
Exactly. So we're really excited to have a huge, massive weekend in Lucknow. So Friday night, it starts out with our opening ceremonies, you know, traditional ambassador competition. And we've got lots of fun things planned for the whole family. We've got zucchini races. We've got chicken pick and bingo. And at 7:30, we have an extreme wrestling show. We're really excited about that. And then once the wrestling show is over, head into the arena. And we have a professional line dancer coming to teach us all some sweet line dancing moves. And that's paired with a live band and a cash bar. So we're really excited about Friday night.
Friday, very, very busy, of course. And then Saturday, even busier. Does it all start with the parade at 11 a.m. on Saturday?
Yes, and that's coming back again. The first year in a couple of years, we were having the Lucknow Parade. So 11 o'clock on Main Street, line downtown Main Street, and then the gates open to the fair once the parade is finished. So then head straight again to the arena grounds. We've got petting zoo and pony rides, 4-H shows. Snippety the Clown is back again. And of course, we have glitter tattoos, pumpkin decorating, and then inflatables, bouncy castles, massive 20-foot slides. So it's going to be great for the whole family.
Of course, the full schedule for everything is available online at lucknoweggsociety.com. What's going on Sunday? What should people keep in mind for Sunday's program?
Right. So excited to have Sunday back again. So we have a fall fair breakfast. So that starts at 9 a.m. So come on out for breakfast again at the arena. And then at 11 o'clock, we've got our community church service. Non-denominational, and it's actually quite empowering. We have two women who are speaking to us about starting their own nonprofit to help women achieve education in Africa. And they're actually in Africa right now. They're flying home in just in time to speak to us on Sunday morning. And it's really exciting to learn not only about their nonprofit, but how they started it up and women starting business, women helping other women. And it's really impactful for our rural community, for our agriculture community. And I'm so excited to have them come and speak to us.
There's a theme for this year, too, with the Lucknow Fall Fair, scarecrows and pumpkin rows.
It just means that throughout all downtown and also different farms around Lucknow are decorating their stores and their laneways as scarecrows with lots of pumpkins. That's the theme. So if you enter the home craft, there's a couple home craft competitions. If you've got pumpkin themed items to submit to compete, and then there will be pumpkin decorating for the kids as well. Lucknow Rocks is joining us again this year, so you can do lots of pumpkin painting and scarecrow painting on a rock and take it home for your garden. And yeah, just you'll see lots of scarecrows and pumpkins throughout the town this weekend.
I see that people are on the website at lucknoweggsociety.com. They're able to register for the car and tractor show and for the parade that's going to be taking place. Is there a deadline on registration for either of those?
No, if you could register, if you know you're coming, that would be awesome. And if not, feel free to come on down just a half hour before everything starts. If you enter into the parade, you want to come by 10 a.m. for judging to win the category that your theme or your float matches to. And then, yes, thank you. This is the first year we're having an antique car, an antique tractor show. So you can go in the parade and then drive straight onto the grounds. And we're really excited, and we're going to have prizes. There'll be a fan favorite. So everyone that comes will be able to vote for their favorite car or favorite tractor that day. So we're excited for new events this year.
After 160 years, obviously, it's going to be a huge event. It's going to take a lot of people to make it happen. Do you still need any help, any volunteers for this event?
We do. So if you're willing and able to do an hour here or there, whether that's helping out in the family fun zone or just watching the gates and accepting admissions, that's awesome. And we always give volunteer hours to our high school students. So we're definitely a volunteer hour sign cheater.
Emily, I feel like we've covered a lot for this weekend's Lucknow Fall Fair, but I know that we might have missed a few things. Is there anything else that we should know about?
Just that we've also got on Saturday reptiles at the gazebo coming. We've got Zorb soccer balls from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. So just even more things for the family to do at the fair. But we're so excited to have everyone come visit.
That is going to be so much fun. The full schedule is available at lucknowagsociety.com. We're going to post this interview and all the links on our website as well at shorelineclassicsfm.com. Emily Morrison, Marketing Director for the Lucknow Ag Society, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this weekend's fall fair.
Awesome. Thanks for having us.